Good evening, everybody. My name is John, and I am your host with the most. So be prepared to be scared silly, because this is Boo, My Dad Says. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining me for tonight's episode. My name is John, and I would also like to welcome my son Brady to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, Brady, he's my oldest son. He is 12 years old, going on 30. Just kidding.
What?
he is a seventh grader. Hey, quit noogieing me. He is a seventh grader at Providence Academy. And he is what I like to call as my mini-me, because like all the stuff that I enjoy doing, he likes to do. So we have a lot of fun. I mentioned in the Freaky Friday episode about doing some props out into the garage, and Brady is the one that does the props with me. So, you know, he's my partner in ghost busting, my partner in propping, and now my partner in podcasting. And you're going to meet Matthew from time to time. He's more of what I would call a mama's boy. And, has other things that he likes doing. But Brady is going to be a constant part of the show. Now, I also want to thank all of you for giving me what I would call a very successful first week of podcasting. We can now be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, and Google Podcasts. So, I mean, you know, we've been picked up by a lot of platforms already, and that's just really cool. Now, remember, if you have a personal experience that you'd like to share with the show, you can contact me at boo@outlook.com. And we will, you know, take your story. We will read it on there. We will give you a pseudonym to protect your identity if you wish to remain anonymous. And, you know, and we will treat your story with the utmost respect. Now, on noticing, if you would like to help support this podcast, you can go to anchor.fm/boo, my dad says, and click on the support button at the top. Any little bit would help us out with, keeping the content coming to you guys. And we would appreciate it so much that we might even sing a song about you in a future episode. Remember, Brady, they can't see you dancing, so they got to hear you talking. He's used to doing YouTube videos, so the whole podcasting thing is going to be a little bit foreign to him until he just kind of gets comfortable with it. Also, if you listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, please rate us, as that helps us get listed higher in the list when you're searching for shows to listen to. And before we get started with this evening's show, please stand by for a word from our sponsor. So tonight we're going to be talking about haunted cruise ships. And since Brady is just joining the show, and I kept him in the dark about what we were going to be talking about. Since human beings have been sailing the seas for so many years, undoubtedly, there are limitless tales of paranormal happenings revolving around these man-made marvels. And when it comes to haunted ships, there is one that rules them all. Any guesses, Brady?
Flying Dutchman?
The Flying Dutchman. That's a good guess. But no, that's not quite right. Yeah, sure. Take another guess.
How about the RMS Queen Mary?
Ooh, you guessed it. And for those of you out there that guessed the RMS Queen Mary, you would be correct.
Because it's in the title.
Well, yes, it's in the title. Cannot pull anything over your eyes, can I? Love you too, son. Construction began on the RMS Queen Mary in December of 1930, but didn't have a maiden voyage until May of 1936. That was a pretty good stretch of time there.
Yep.
And the reason that was that Cunard Lines, they kind of hit some financial issues, and they ended up actually taking out a loan with the British government, and they forced them, or I guess not forced them, but said, hey, if we're going to loan you all this money, we would like you to merge with White Star Line. And for those of you who don't know who White Star Line is, I guarantee you all will know what the Titanic was. And Titanic is quite possibly the most famous ocean disaster of all time. Actually, there's no possible. It is the most famous ocean disaster of all time. But moving back to the Queen Mary, she was built as part of Cunard Line's two-ship weekly express service between Southampton, Cherbourg, and New York. But with the outbreak of the Second World War, she was converted into a troop ship that ferried Allied soldiers during the conflict. After the completion of World War II, the Queen Mary was then refitted for passenger service, and along with the Queen Elizabeth, they both commenced the two-ship transatlantic passenger service for which the two ships were built. And the two ships just absolutely dominated the transatlantic passenger transportation market until the dawn of the jet age in the late 1950s. Now, by the mid-1960s, Queen Mary was aging, and she was actually operating at a loss. And after several years of decreased profits for Cunard Line, the Queen Mary was officially retired from service in 1967. And she left Southampton for the last time. You want to know when?
When?
Halloween of 1967.
That's reassuring.
Well, it's kind of a foreshadowing of the hauntings to take place, you know, to be retired on Halloween. And so she left Southampton and they set sail for the port of Long Beach, California. And it was here that the Queen Mary began a new life as a tourist attraction. And converted into a hotel. You're right. And museum. The Queen Mary has also been added to the National Register of Historic Places, as well as being accepted as part of the Historic Hotels of America. So this is a pretty,
a list for historic haunted hotels?
I don't know, but that's a good question. We'll have to look that up sometime. They need a list of, haunted places.
That you probably should go
register. Alone. Yeah, haunted places register. Yeah. So I guess you're asking yourself, what makes the Queen Mary such a haunted place? So digging a little more into the ship's history, according to the passenger logbooks, 47 passengers have died on board the ship. Now, given that the ship had a 30-year service history, that averaged out to 1.5 deaths a year. I was waiting for a math joke about how you could have a half a death, but...
No math. Too late for the math right now.
Too late for the math?
Uh-huh.
But now on top of that, during the Queen Mary's time as a military transport, there were more deaths on the ship than what the 47 in the, that was just the passenger logbook. There were more, there were many more deaths on the ship.
Like the crew.
No, like when it was the, when it was a military ship and it was ferrying soldiers, there were, you know, there were undoubtedly injured soldiers and, you know, some mortally wounded, and they ended up dying on board. In 1988, archivist Bill Windberg told the Los Angeles Times that there was a burial at sea every 4 hours. And there were stories of soldiers who would literally jump ship as the Queen Mary left New York. So there's no way of knowing how many of those soldiers drowned or made it to shore. Okay, Brady, when it comes to cruise ships, the Queen Mary is the most haunted cruise ship in the world. But now, things get a little fuzzy right here because we've got some conflict in the numbers. But check this one out. MarineInsight.com claims that there are as many as 150 spirits on the ship.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty haunted. That's quite a few...
call the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, because somebody needs to call the Ghostbusters, I guess, for sure. Although, if you bust these ghosts, then you then the Queen Mary would lose some of its tourism. Because a lot of people will come to the ship just for the hauntings.
Leave a few.
Yeah, leave a few. but now, there is some conflict in that number. Because History.com says that there are only 50 spirits residing on the ship. Regardless, that's still pretty crowded. Time magazine named the Queen Mary as one of the top 10 most
haunted
places in the world. And I have got to fire my editor because my notes said the top 10 most funny places in the world. So spell check must have, or actually when I was writing my notes, I was using dictation. So haunted and funny sound nothing alike, but
it does that at times.
It will do that sometimes.
Sometimes.
So let's jump into the haunted history of the ship and find out all of the spooky goings on. Let's start with the death of one of the Queen Mary's crewmen at hatch door, get this, number 13.
Oh, for crying. Wait for a few black cats and a mirror and a ladder or two, and things are going to go haywire.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you still feel bad about the poor guy. And I'll tell you why. On one night in 1966, the watertight doors in the engine and boiler rooms were ordered closed. But then about 5 minutes later, an 18-year-old crew member who is believed to be known as John Petter from Yorkshire was found crushed in the door of hatch number 13, trapped with his arms pinned to his side. While the young man was freed and carried to the hospital ward, it was already too late because he showed signs of crushing injury in his arms, chest, and pelvis, and was bleeding from his nose. He was injected with morphine, but sadly, he died shortly thereafter. Now, Here's where the mystery is, though. What caused John to be trapped in the first place is unclear. It's been said that a couple of different things could have been the reason. And this is speculation. It could have been due to a game of chicken that had gone wrong. Do you know what a game of chicken is?
Mm-mm.
You don't? All right. A game of chicken is like, you would be like, ooh, the watertight door is coming down. Let's see if you can wait and duck through at the last second. You know, just it's game of chicken is like something, you know, you do something risky to see if you can get away with it. And in this case, you know, he lost, if that's what happened. It's also said that it could have been that he was murdered by one of his crewmates. Or it could have just been a freak accident, you know, because there were no witnesses that ever came forward to clarify what happened. So, you know, that usually there's got to be some kind of guilty conscience there, in a sense where if nobody's willing to come forward, either, you know, they're afraid of the reprisals, or, well, nobody literally saw anything. Now, as far as his ghost is concerned, it's been said that his ghost is regularly seen around the area with people reporting the sound of someone running behind them and whistling. Taking a sip of that water there.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes so good going across the lips.
Mm-hmm.
Others notice that spots of grease that look like fingerprints appear on their faces. Some have seen a figure or a bearded man in blue coveralls, which this bearded figure, they say, looks just like the man who died out of the corner of their eyes. Several others have said they saw an engineer wandering the hallways asking if anyone has seen his wrench. But when they went back to find him, he had disappeared. Our next point of interest on the Queen Mary, we're going to take a look at one of the staterooms that has been known to have a lot of activity. The stateroom is B340. This stateroom was showing a lot of activity long before the Queen Mary opened as a hotel. In 1948, a British third-class passenger named Walter J. Adamson passed away in the room. But the details of the death are a little unknown. Now, later in 1966, a woman staying in the room said that she was woken up with the bed covers being pulled off of her, and that she saw a man standing at the foot of her bed. So she screamed, and then the man apparently just vanished into thin air. Now, I don't know about you. Well, actually, I do know exactly how you would do, because this is how we... this is how you react every morning of school when we jerk the bed covers off of you. But if I had the if the bed covers were ripped off of me, I'm finding another room.
I just put them back on and go back to sleep, as long as they're warm.
Even if a ghost is standing at the foot of the bed,
I'm hallucinating. There's toxic gas in the air.
Okay, well, I guess that's a possibility. But I would be like, nope, I'm going for another room. Mr. Ghost, you can have this room. You know, I mean, just think, you know, we woken up out of a dead sleep, pun intending. You know, that's just wrong. Now, years later, guests staying in the room have reported hearing someone knocking on the door in the middle of the night and seeing bathroom lights mysteriously turn on. Even the hotel's maids started complaining that they would find the bathroom water running even when they had no one staying in the room for days. And one reported that the bed covers were pulled off right after she put them on. Convinced yet?
The window is open.
The window is open? Okay, so you're going to play the skeptical card here, huh? I prefer to be the believer here. B340 was so notorious, the hotel management closed the room in the mid-1980s and gutted all the furnishings. For 30 years, B340 remained off-limits to guests. But people staying in the rooms adjacent to it still heard unusual noises and even saw apparitions going through their guest room walls into room B340. So that is a very, very haunted room. All right, now our next room, and I'm probably going to butcher the name of this, is the Mauritania room.
Mauritania.
Yeah, it's a Mauritania room, I think. To whoever named this, I'm sorry if I butchered this name. So, in 1989, two women were sent to clean this lounge for a VIP reception. So they entered the room and they found this passenger sitting on a chair in the middle of the dance floor. He didn't say a word. So that was two women right there. Now a third woman came in and she remarked the passenger was staring and asked her to move. So the employee started to call security and the passenger disappeared right in front of them. And all three women reported seeing this at the same time. So to me, that is one of the most convincing apparitions yet on the ship, because you've got three people that have no reason to make this up. And they reported, you know, seeing the same thing. All three reported it. So in a court of law, that's called a corroborating witnesses. So they were able to corroborate each other's stories. So to me, that's a pretty convincing.
Carrabba's. No, I'm hungry.
Always thinking with your stomach, aren't you?
Sorry.
So before we jump into our next room, though, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. Okay, the most commonly recorded spirit on the Queen Mary is Jacqueline Torrin. Jackie, as she is often referred to, interacts with the visitors in the first and second class pool areas. This extroverted spirit, you know what extroverted is, right?
The opposite of introvert?
Well, yes. Extroverted means she's very personable, very out there, you know, likes to be shy. Yes. So she is not a shy spirit. She is commonly playful with visitors. She'll answer questions. She can be seen laughing and singing songs when prompted. She's often said to ask for her parents or her teddy bear. And her ghost is reportedly also the source of splashing and giggling sounds coming from the first class pool. And then people have also seen wet footsteps made by invisible feet heading in the direction of the locker room. Some believe that she had drowned in the second class pool, but there's no record of anyone drowning in a pool on the ship. So I find that quite interesting that people think that she drowned. But my guess is Jacqueline falls into, and this is a theory I've heard, it's called the stone tape theory. And I'm jumping away into another bit of subject matter here, but we might cover in a future episode, but it's going to give you an idea. Was the stone tape theory is the speculation that ghosts and haunting are analogs to tape recordings, and that the mental impressions during emotional or traumatic events can be projected in the form of energy and recorded onto rocks and other items and then replayed under certain conditions. So if you think about it, with a cruise ship the size of the Queen Mary and all the energy that has been occurred on that ship over the years, you know, it's easy to think that maybe Jacqueline could be a recording of a person and not so much a spirit that is haunting the ship there. Then finally, no haunting is complete without the Lady in White. Lady in White. Every haunting has got one. And so does the Queen Mary. Guests on ghost tours often recount stories of seeing a beautiful young woman in a white 1930s style evening gown. She's dancing in the corner of the Queen Mary's cellar, which was formerly a first class lounge. But she'll disappear before your eyes if you dare to approach her. Other spotters standing by the piano in the lobby, and that's the very same piano that reportedly used to entertain passengers in the lounge. So perhaps after listening to her fill of music from a bygone era, the Lady in White wanders down the hallway to the elevators where she vanishes. No one knows the true identity of this music-loving spirit. But unlike some of the more tragic ghosts on the ship, she appears to always enjoy herself. Maybe she's a former passenger, returned to the ship to replay happy memories for all eternity. Who knows? Well, folks, that's it for tonight's stories. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed having Brady on the episode with us, because he's going to be back for more next Wednesday. But tune in on Friday for my
Friday the 13th Freaky Friday.
That's right, for my Friday the 13th Freaky Friday podcast. I've got a very good account all ready to go, and I'm sure that you're going to enjoy it. Now, remember, if you have a story that you would like for me to share on the air, or an idea for a subject that you would like for me to research, email me at boomydadsays@outlook.com. Until then, folks, I hope you all stay safe, and God bless, my friends.